Nigeria's democracy has never exactly been a model, but today does mark the 10th anniversary of its restoration. The West African nation remains saddled with unrest in the turbulent oil-producing Niger Delta. The current government pledged a dialogue when it came to power 2 years ago, but that has now failed. This month, security forces in the Delta began a major operation against militants who are seeking a larger share of the region's oil wealth. The government is dismissing the militants as criminals and kidnappers. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arctin reports from Warri in the Delta.
The bugle announces 6 p.m. as the Joint Task Force Command headquarters in Warri winds down for the day. It's from here in the restive Niger Delta that the military has coordinated its continuing offensive against oil militants. Nigeria is one of the world's and America's major crude oil suppliers. But in recent years, attacks on the industry have slashed production by at least 20%, which has had a global impact on oil prices. Now, the security forces have vowed to go all out to stop the sabotage of oil installations by militants and the kidnapping of local and foreign oil workers for ransom. But civilians from the region complain that they are bearing the brunt and paying the price. Local women, including Florence Eyedino Alena, held a protest criticizing the military action in Delta State.
So many other places have been destroyed. They are coming by air, they are coming by land, they are coming by sea to attack. We don't want the killing, we are against the killing. We are mothers. To carry a child for 9 months and bond that child, develop the child to a manhood, you just kill him like that. We are not happy. They are killing up to 12 years, 2 years, 3 years children. They are killing them. It will not solve the problem.
The commander in charge of the operation, General Sakin Yakibelo, counters that civilians have not been deliberately targeted or killed. The plan, he says, is to drive militants out of their camps and hideaways in the tangled maze of the Delta's mangrove creeks and lush riverine swamps.
This operation is being carried out in the most excellent professional way of conducting a military operation. In every situation, there could be collateral damages. Yes, that does not amount to them being attacked. I will be the last person who will command a military force that will attack civilians who are not part of the war whatsoever. I will be the last person that will attack innocent civilians.
However, the accusations just won't go away. Nursing a hand he says was injured during a military airstrike, Chief Alfred Bubo, a community leader in his Delta village, described what he witnessed. He was in the bathroom at the time.
Oh, what I heard? Boom! The light went off everything. We had the two helicopters. One was bombing, one was shooting, spraying. I managed to come out from the toilet to the corridor, from the corridor to my room. My room, my bed, everything, my clothes, everything scattered. As I came outside, they dropped on that bomb again. I take cover.
The army said it had destroyed major camps and was determined to wipe out militants in Nigeria by air, land and sea. Again, Commander Bello banging his fist in indignation.
As long as they attack my men, I will kill them. Attack me, I kill you. Any soldier, one bullet, you reply with 10 bullets. The armed forces of Nigeria are capable of dislodging any militant camp in Niger Delta. Give me 2 days, I will dislodge any militant camp in Niger Delta.
Meanwhile, the most prominent militant group in the region, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, has again declared war on the nation's security forces and oil giants like US-based Chevron. Warning of more attacks on facilities, the militants breached a key crude oil pipeline network, forcing Chevron to halt production earlier this week of 100,000 barrels a day. But while the military operation takes center stage, negotiations remain on hold, which also puts on hold long-standing local grievances among Niger Deltans who are often sympathetic to the militants. They complain that the region is still not benefiting from Nigeria's oil reserves, which are being pumped in their own backyards. Ophebia Quist-Arctin, NPR News, Warri, Niger Delta.